This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to another session of the Tafsir Bites or Bits. This is day number 7. Tafsir, you know, the session number 7, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa marhaba. Marhaba, welcome, welcome. I just want to give a minute for more people to join. Inshallah, this is the Tafsir Bites or Bits session that we've been having, alhamdulillah, since the beginning of Ramadan, right? And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll move on to Surah Al Imran. So those of you who just joined, welcome. And then if you may want to grab a pen and paper or maybe a notebook for you to be taking notes, inshallah, because you may need to take some notes, inshallah. Right? I hope you're all doing great, inshallah ta'ala. Today's Saturday, so I see that it's pretty slow out there. I don't know why. There's less people today, very, very, very less people, but these sessions are recorded anyway, so we'll move on, inshallah, with it, all right, inshallah. And then you can always come back, and those who have come in late or those who couldn't make it, they can always go back and watch them, inshallah, all right. So again, officially, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh, this is Riyad Razazi, and welcoming you all to the Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites. This is day number 7, you know, or episode number 7. We've spoken about Surah Al-Fatiha. We spoke about Surah Al-Baqarah. This is, you know, the last time when we had our session, it was about Surah Al-Baqarah. We finished it. And today we'll be moving to Surah Al-Imran. But just one thing that I needed to mention, maybe, you know, those of you who've been taking notes, with regard to Surah Al-Baqarah, when was it revealed? We said that it was revealed in Medina in chunks, right? In stages, but all in Medina. But in the Quran, in the Mus'haf, it's the sequence of it is right after Surah Al-Fatiha, which is number 2, right? It's number 2. But the Surah Al-Baqarah itself, it was revealed in terms of numbers, because we have 114 surahs, right, in the Quran. We have 114 surahs. The very first one that was revealed is Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. So with regard to Surah Al-Baqarah, it is, according to Ahlul Ilm, is number 86. Surah number 86 in terms of when it was revealed. So number 86, right after Al-Mutawwifin, and in fact, before Al-Imran. Right? It is before Al-Imran, and right after Surah Al-Mutawwifin. So although it's located right after Surah Al-Fatiha in the Quran, you know, as number 2, but when it was revealed, like in terms of numbers, according to all the like 114 surahs, where does it fit? It's number 86. Number 86, right? Surah Al-Imran. Surah Al-Imran, its number is number 3. Number 3. And how many ayat? 200 ayat. Surah Al-Baqarah, 286 verses. And Surah Al-Imran, 200 verses. And how many juz? It's in juz 3 and 4. Right? Surah Al-Imran, juz number 3 and 4. And is it Makki surah or Madani surah? According to, alhamdulillah, the ittifaq, the madahib, all the scholars, the there's no discrepancy that it is actually a Madani surah. Madani surah. It was also revealed in Medina, not in Mecca. It was revealed in Medina, although it was not revealed. Excuse me. And all the surahs, they were not revealed in one shot. They were all revealed in batches, like in chunks, right? So, but this Surah Al-Imran, just like Al-Baqarah, they were revealed in Medina. So it's a Madani surah. Number 3, right after Al-Fatiha and Baqarah comes Al-Imran. Number 3, and how many ayat? 200 ayat. The name is Al-Imran, family of Imran. We don't know from the Quran or Ahadith with regard to the name of the wife of Imran, right? But in the other scriptures, they say her name is Hannah, but we do not know. But there's an amazing story of this woman who wanted to change history, who wanted to change history so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one surah just after this family, the family of Imran. So it's called Al-Imran. It's also called Al-Zahra. Al-Zahra, one of the names of Al-Imran. It's called Al-Zahra because it's the nur that comes out from it. There's so much nur in it, Al-Zahra. Al-Zahra is just like Fatima Al-Zahra. You know, Zahra is a type of flower, right? It's a type of rose. It's a type of flower, very beautiful smell. Zahar, right? Surah Al-Imran is also called Al-Zahra. It's also it has two names, Al-Imran or Al-Zahra. What are the virtues of Surah Al-Imran? It has many virtues. Surah Al-Imran has many virtues. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Iqra'u al-Qur'an, read the Quran, fa'innahu ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah shafi'an li ashabihi." Read the Quran, for it comes in the day of judgment as shafi'a, as an intercessor for those who used to read it. So the Prophet says, read the Quran, for it comes as an intercessor for those who reads it. And then he says, "Iqra'u al-Zahrawain," read the two Zahra, read the two, you know, like flowers, the two Zahra, Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Al-Baqarah is also called Al-Zahra, and Al-Imran is also called, like I mentioned, Al-Zahra. فَإِنَّهُمَ تَأْتِيَنْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَأَنَّهُمَ غَمَامَتَانِ. So the Prophet says, they will come in the day of judgment like two clouds that will shade you, two clouds. تُحَجَّنِ عَنْ أَصْحَابِهِمَا. They will witness for those who used to recite it. They will witness for those who used to read it. Both Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, they will come to defend you on the day of judgment. Now to defend you. Oh Allah, that man, that person used to recite us. No, they will come to defend you, not for Allah to throw you in hellfire, no, to defend you for Allah to forgive you and to admit you into Jannah. So the Prophet says, read Al-Quran, so it comes on the day of judgment as intercessor to those who used to read it, and read the two Zahra, like the flowery one. It's just like jasmine, but it's not jasmine. You know, Zahra, it's a different type of flower. And the Prophet says, Al-Imran and Al-Baqarah, they will come on the day of judgment just like two clouds. And they will defend you on the day of judgment. You know, Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Also, Anas radiallahu anhu, he narrates that when إِذَا الرَّجُلُ إِذَا قَرَأَ الْبَقَرَ وَالْعِمْرَانِ يَعُدُّ فِينَ عَظِيمًا. Those amongst the Sahaba who used to memorize Al-Imran and Al-Baqarah, they were deemed to be great people, very respected people. SubhanAllah. Whoever got to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, according to Anas, they were regarded to be very, 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 you know, great and respectable people. من قرأ العمران فهو غني. There's another hadith by Ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud used to say, whosoever reads Al-Imran, يعني whosoever memorizes Al-Imran, he is a free of want, غني, wealthy, but in terms of wealth not necessarily just like money, but wealthy, he's free of want. Whosoever memorizes Al-Imran. So this is some of the virtues of reciting and memorizing Surah Al-Imran. When I say that they will come to intercede, na'am, to defend you means to intercede for you, to try to Allah Azza wa Jal to, they will be your shafa'a to enter Jannah insha'Allah ta'ala. As I mentioned, it is Surah in the Quran, you know, number 3, right after the Fatiha and Al-Baqarah. And it talks about a lot of things. You know, we'll talk about the content of Surah Al-Baqarah. There's a lot of things, such as talking about riba, such as talking about al-hajj. Talking about the believers, talking about the battle of of Uhud. Oh, yes, amazing. It talks about the Battle of Uhud and how the Muslims got really broken after they lost the battle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, was to comfort them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so it's all in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's a beautiful surah to read and to ponder on. With regard to Tartib Surah, as I mentioned, it is Surah Al-Baqarah is number 86 in terms of its revelation. It's 86. Surah Al-Imran is 87, right after Al-Baqarah. Right? This is in terms, how many surahs do we have? As I mentioned, right? We have 114 surahs. 140 surahs. The very first surah that was revealed is Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Right? That was the very first ayah that was revealed. Iqra. So Surah Al-Baqarah is number 86. Surah Al-Imran is 87. Right before Anfal. Right before Anfal and after Al-Baqarah. So it's number 87. Was also revealed on the year of the 9th or 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Where? In Medina. So it's Surah Madaniyah, all of it Madaniyah. Not like some of it is in Mecca and some in Medina. La, the whole Surah was revealed in Medina and exactly on either the 9th or 10th of Dhul Hijjah, right after the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, it is the year actually before Am al-Wufud. What is Am al-Wufud? Am al-Wufud is the year of delegations, when delegations used to come to embrace Islam. A lot of delegations were coming to embrace Islam. Surah Al-Imran was revealed right before that year when, you know, and also Ghazwat Uhud, the year of Ghazwat Uhud was revealed on Shawwal min as-sana al-thalitha lil-Hijra. You know, some of it was revealed on Shawwal of the sana al-thalitha lil-Hijra. Right after the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad, the third year of the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad. So, although there's this little discrepancy in terms of is it the third, is it, you know, the ninth or tenth of the Hijrah, but it is a very early surah, you know, that was revealed. Very early surah because, you know, some of it was revealed, you know, in after the Battle of Uhud, and the Battle of Uhud happened on the third year of the Hijrah. The Battle of Badr happened on the second year of the Hijrah, and the Battle of Uhud happened in the third year of the Hijrah. So it is a pretty early surah, and it was revealed in Medina, not in Mecca. What are the reasons for its revelation, my brothers and sisters? Ahl al-ilm, Ahl al-tafasir, they mention 41 reasons as to why the surah was revealed, Surah Al-Imran, right? If you were to ponder, you will find between, and we will go to the detail with this, inshallah ta'ala, between one verse number 1 to verse number 22 and verse number 23 to number 99. Between 1 to 22, there is one section, and between 23 and 99, there's another section, and all this about 15 reasons. There were 15 reasons why, you know, these ayat were revealed. Some of them are related to the Jews, and some of them are related to tarbiyah. And within those tarbiyah, some of them also had to do with ahkam, rulings. And some of them also they had to deal with the Ahbar al-Yahud, the scholars of the Jews, the scholars of the Jews. And then you have the third section, which actually starts from 100 to 189. From 100 to 189, that's the third section. And then you have Al-Khatima. Al-Khatima is the end, you know, the conclusion of the surah, and that's from 190 to 200. From 190 to 200, and that's about 26 reasons why, you know, those ayats were revealed. 9 of those reasons were just related to the Battle of Uhud. 9 of those were related to the Battle of Uhud, and 7 were related to Tarbiyat al-Sahaba. The Tarbiyat of the Sahaba, You know, because you know the Sahaba who did not listen to the command of the Prophet Muhammad when he told them not to move, you know, from the mount of the archers, you know, the story of Uhud. And then after they lost that battle, they were really, really heartbroken. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed some ayat to do some tarbiyah, you know, for the Sahaba. And also there were some reasons related to the Jews as well. And also there was one reason, it's interesting, regarding the Bi'r of Ma'una. Bi'r, the well of Ma'una. You know, it's an interesting story. And there was also one reason pertinent to the people of Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book. So it's altogether, Asbab al-Nuzul, the reasons of the Nuzul or the reasons of this surah being revealed, altogether 41 reasons. 41 reasons altogether. Some are pertinent to the Jews, some are pertinent to the Tarbiyah of the Sahaba, there's some ahkam, there's some pertinent to the people of the book, and some pertinent to the scholars of the Jews as well, and then some pertinent to the Battle of Badr. There were three reasons related to the Battle of Badr, which happened right before Uhud. The beginning of the surah, because remember when I mentioned there were 10 intros of the Quran, the whole Quran in the surahs, Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, was to start with 10 introductions, you know, from all the Quran, you would find 10 types of introductions. In Surah Al-Imran, the type of matla' surah, the type of introduction is Alif Lam Mim. And Alif Lam Mim, we call them Huruf At-Tahajji, if you remember. Huruf At-Tahajji. So Surah Al-Imran starts with, the intro of it is Harf Min Huruf At-Tahajji, which is Alif Lam Mim. And these Huruf At-Tahajji, are there any explanations to them? Like what do they mean? Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Saad, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Saad, Saad. There's no actual, you know, explanation, you know, authentic, you know, either from the Prophet or from the Sahaba, you know, with regard to these types of letters, you know, these letters called Huruf At-Tahajji. There's some people nowadays who come up with a bunch of things, you know, including some mathematical, you know, research, saying that these letters, there's some sort of mathematical theories behind them and whatnot. This is their research. This is theirs, you know. Prophet Muhammad never mentioned anything, so there's no need for us, nor the Sahaba, there's no need for us to dwell on something that, you know, if there was any meaning or anything really sort of beneficial to us, Prophet Muhammad would have mentioned it. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he would have mentioned it, but he didn't, alayhi salatu wasalam. So, but the mawdu' of the surah, the content of the surah, right, the true content of the surah, as we're going to talk about in detail, inshallah ta'ala, the content of the surah is tathbit al-mu'mineen. Really to help al-mu'mineen, tathbit al-mu'mineen, meaning is to help the believers stand fast in the deen. Right? So this is maybe the main mawdu' or the main content or subject of the whole surah, is to help the Muslims or the believers stand fast in the deen, to give them tarbiyah, some type of disciplining and education as well, right? Regardless of the other related, you know, ayat, but the main, you know, the core of the surah and the subject of the surah is tathbit al-mu'mini. Thabath, meaning, you know, helping the Muslims or the believers to stand fast, or to stay fast in the day, in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One last thing, my brothers and sisters, before I go into the details. The surah, Al-Imran, when we talk about the content of it, is divided into three categories. The whole surah is divided into three, the subject of it is divided into three main categories. The first category is Ta'rifu Billah. Ta'rif Billah is, you know, letting people know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. teaching, you know, the people know about Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching them about Allah, teaching them about Tawheed. So the surah teaches us about Tawheed, teaches us about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaches us about who Allah Azza wa Jal is. Surah Al-Baqarah starts with Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitab La Rayba Fih. One of the things that Surah Al-Baqarah teaches is also the, you know, teaches about the book. But this surah mostly teaches about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second category of Surah Al-Imran, it teaches us about this hiwar ma'a ahl al-kitab, this conversation that happened, that you know, that Allah Azza wa Jal had with the ahl al-kitab, the people of the book. Hiwar, as if Allah is asking them a question. You know, ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa. Come to one word, come to one belief that we all should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second category, you know, of the topic of the surah Al-Imran is this dialogue with the people of the book. And the third category, you know, of this surah, in terms of the topic of the surah, is, you know, tathbit ahl al-iman, meaning is to help the believers stand fast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, three segments. So Al-Imran is divided into three main segments in terms of the topic or the subject. Topic number one, it talks about, you know, teaching people and letting people know, making them aware of the oneness of Allah and who Allah Azza wa Jal is. Number two, this dialogue with the people of the book. Number three is to help the believers stand fast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So with the detail of all these sections, I will save inshallah ta'ala until our next session, bi-idhnillah. In the next session, we will talk about these three segments in more detail. From what ayah to what ayah, from what verse to what verse, what did Allah talk about here? What did Allah talk about there? What did Allah talk about the third? So this requires a little bit more time, and I will save it until next Monday, inshallah ta'ala, because tomorrow is Sunday. So we have a day off on Sunday, inshallah. But we will meet, inshallah ta'ala, for the next session, Tafsir Bite session, on Monday, inshallah ta'ala, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. I hope this was beneficial to some of you, inshallah. That the tafsir, they are recorded on Facebook and on YouTube. Yes, they are recorded, and also on Instagram, but on Instagram only for 24 hours on my stories. But on Facebook, because I have them on Facebook and I have them on Instagram, they are recorded, alhamdulillah. And Jazallah Khair, my admin, he also uploads them onto YouTube. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you so much for joining. I shall see you later on today at 6 o'clock p.m. Another session about the end of time. Another session about Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Right? Another session about Jannah. You know, this will be part number 3. You do not want to miss it, because I have also some nice surprises for you, bi-idhnillah. You know, so today, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time, 12 a.m. Belgium time. Alrighty. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Facebook. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is